Hello and welcome to our Watch Night service as we leave 2020 and enter into 2021. Now, it's always been a very special time whenever God's people have gathered here at the church for this service, but of course we cannot do that this year. However, we have put together this little broadcast and we do pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you watch this program, and we pray that the songs will be a blessing to your heart as the students give their account of their year in college, that the Lord will encourage you, and then that the Word of God will speak to your heart as we bring our time to a close. Just now, we're going to commit our time to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of being able to do this broadcast today. We thank You, Lord, for the internet, and we pray, Lord, that You'll just put Your hand upon this as it goes out. We pray for the homes that it will enter. We pray, Lord, if there's those who are not yet saved, You'll save them even this day. We pray, Lord, for those who are Thy people, that You'll bless them through the songs, the reports, and the word. We thank You for the year that's gone into eternity. Many years, a difficult year. Many ways, a trying year. But we praise Thee, Lord, that it's been a year where God has been good. And we thank You, Lord, for Your hand upon each one of us. We thank You, Lord, for Your mercy upon our churches. We thank You, Lord, for Your moving and salvation power, and for those whom You've drawn closer to Thyself. We thank You, Lord, for bringing us through to the end of this year. And as we enter into another one, we pray that, O Lord, Thou wilt be very near, that we will enter in the centre of Thy will, and we will know much of God's blessing and leading and guiding in the days that lie ahead. We pray You'll revive us, O Lord, individually and as a church. We pray we'll know much of God's power among us. Pray for those, Lord, who are in difficult circumstances tonight, maybe whose hearts are heavy. We pray there'll be a word in season for them, even in this broadcast. And we do ask You, Lord, as we look forward to a new year in Thy will, that, O Lord, Thou wilt go with us into this unknown. We thank Thee we can say, I know who holds the future, and He guides me with His hand. Lord, bless what it will take place tonight in this broadcast to the glory and honour of Thy dear Son, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's lovely to be able to make this short video just to give you a quick report on how my first term at the Whitfield College of the Bible has went. I commenced my studies here in September, just at the end of September, in my first year, and it's been quite a learning curve for me, I have to say, as I wasn't used sitting studying the books and sitting at a desk. I spent the past 7 or 8 years since I left school working on the factory floor and working with my hands, so it was quite a change of situation for me, but I've been very grateful for the Lord's help and His guidance as I've done my best to study, and the depth of knowledge that our lectures has given us really has been tremendous. We've really grown in grace and known the Lord's presence and His help. And we're so grateful the college was even able to take place, as we weren't sure at the start whether it would or not due to the current situation on the pandemic. And we thank the lecturers and the committee of the college for their dedication and their support to us and trying to keep us safe and to ensure that our studies went on. The last few weeks of the current term went on to Zoom, and while that was different in the sense and we weren't able to meet together, still we were able to finish our studies for the term, and we're grateful to the Lord for that we even had that avenue made available to us. The exams went ahead, even though I think some of the students were perhaps hoping they wouldn't due to the pandemic, but they did, and thankfully we've got through them. 3.5 weeks, it was quite a long and studious time, but thank the Lord for His grace, He has sustained us, and we've come through them the other side. And we just want to take this opportunity to thank you all as a congregation, both for your prayerful and your practical support to myself and to my wife Claire. We really can't take in God's people's kindness. You've been so generous to us, and we just want to thank you really from the depths of our heart in the Saviour's name for all that you've done for us. And we continue to remember you all in prayer, and we ask you that you would remember us in prayer as well as we seek to follow the Lord and His will for our lives. I'd just like to read a few verses with you now, just that have really spoke to me and helped me in this past term with college. And it comes from Psalm 145 and the verse number 16. Psalm 145 and the verse number 16. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall seek the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
I don't know the way to reach. would I just like to read a few verses from the book of Proverbs and the 4th chapter. Proverbs 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honour when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts for his own name's sake and glory. Amen. Just like to thank our minister, the Reverend McKee, for this opportunity to bring a little short report on my time in college again. And as always, I would like to first of all begin by thanking the Lord for all of his goodness and his grace and his mercy that he has bestowed upon me throughout this past year. 2020 will certainly go down in the history books as one of the most strangest and difficult years in our history for many people. And our thoughts and prayers are with those tonight who are not well, those who are bearing heavy burdens, and those tonight who mourn the loss of loved ones. And we think and pray for those in our own congregation who we have lost, whom the Lord has taken home to be with him. And we pray that the comfort of the Lord will be with those that mourn tonight. I would like to thank our minister and our sectional committee and the congregation of Calvary Free Presbyterian Church in Macclesfield for your financial and prayerful support to me throughout another year. I sincerely am very thankful for your love and your care, your interest in my studies at the college, and how you always ask how I'm getting on and how are the exams going, etc. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all most sincerely for your generosity and your kindness that you have bestowed upon me this year. A year that has been very difficult financially for many as well. And truly, I want to put on record my thanks to you all for your practical and prayerful support. And as we look forward in the will of the Lord to 2021, we do not know what lies around the corner, as the old saying goes. We do not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, brethren and sisters, tonight. And every year in my college life, I have found that there has been a challenge, a different challenge, as it were, in every year. And truly, COVID-19 has certainly been a big challenge. And I would just ask that you would continue to pray for myself and for Johnny as he has commenced his studies, just that the Lord would help us and help us to get into studies more, help us to be more devoted to the Lord in our personal devotions, and that the Lord would help us to be more holy, that the Lord would help us to live closer to him, for that is what we need in these days, men and women and young people who are full of the Holy Spirit. And I trust and pray that the Lord would not only fill me, but fill each and every one of you with his Holy Spirit to serve him in whatever capacity that he would have us to serve him. And that the Lord would bless us, that we would see more souls saved, that we see more backsliders restored, and that God's people would continue to grow and to continue to mature in their walk and their lives with him. So thank you very much for listening, and I would just like to wish you all a very happy 2021, a peaceful and a prosperous and a God-centered new year. God bless.
Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 31, and I want to read just a few verses out of this psalm and leave our model text before you for 2021. Psalm 31, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Verse 15. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Verse 23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. To each individual watching this broadcast, I ask you the question, where are you tonight? I'm not asking about your physical location, but your spiritual one. In a few moments, we are going to be entering the new year in the will of the Lord. And I ask you if you're entering this new year in your sin or in Christ. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By nature and by birth, we're all sinners, breaking God's law, travelling on a road that leads to hell. No church can save you from hell. No preacher can excuse the punishment for sin. No efforts, works, religious activities, or self-righteousness can buy one moment in heaven or peace with God. There's only one way to be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I know that many watching this broadcast have been saved from their sins. They've called on the Lord for cleansing in his precious blood. They've asked him to save them, and tonight they're rejoicing in the God of their salvation. But one more time, at the end of 2020, I ask the sinner tonight, will you not call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved now? You cannot prosper in your sin. You will never know peace with God or the hope of heaven or the joy of salvation if you do not repent from your sin and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps at the start of this year, there was a time whenever you were anxious about spiritual matters. Whenever this pandemic started to be talked about at the end of February and the start of March, perhaps you searched for the answer to life's meaning or for some hope whenever you thought about eternity. Maybe you were one of those people that tuned into church services. But as the year progressed, you seemed to forget those things. As the pandemic almost became normal, your concern about your future and about life and death and eternity seemed to wane. And here you are at the end of this year, and you're still not saved. When the scripture speaks about salvation, It does not tell you to consider it tomorrow or next week or next year. In fact, the vocabulary that's used in terms of salvation in Scripture are words such as now and today. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Four times in the Bible, once in Psalm 95, and then three times in the book of Hebrews, we read these words. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. There's a great urgency about this matter. You need to be saved. Your sin condemns you. Hell awaits you. But praise God, there's one who can save you right now. No matter what you've been, no matter where you've been, God can save sinners. That sin can be put under the blood of the Lamb. Some years ago, our choir sang a lovely song for Easter, and these are the words of the first verse. There is a way for sins to be forgiven. There is a way prepared for you and me. There is a way that leads the soul to heaven. That way is Christ, the sinner's perfect plea. Look on to him whose power can cleanse and save your soul. Look on to him whose blood can set you free. Look on to him whose sacrifice can make you whole. Then you will know the love of Calvary. I urge each person who does not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour to right now come to him in prayer, confessing your sin and calling upon him for a cleansing in his precious blood. Only then can you enter a new year with hope. Only then can you put your head upon the pillow and go to sleep knowing it is well with my soul. Only then can you know for sure heaven is your home and there is peace with God. For those who are saved, I want to leave our model text with you tonight. It's found in Psalm 31 and verse number 15. My times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. I know that this year has been difficult for all. We have all been touched with the effects of the pandemic that we are going through. Life is certainly not normal. Yet there's a wonderful verse I want to leave each of God's children tonight. This verse, the Lord has laid on my heart to be our motto for this year. My times are in thy hand. If you take time later on to read through this psalm in its entirety, you'll find that this is a psalm in which the psalmist is calling out to the Lord from a time of great trouble and difficulty. We need to look at the context of this psalm to understand exactly what the psalmist David is saying. He's under threats from his enemy. In verse number 4, we see the traps that have been laid for him. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Verse number 9 reads, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, and my soul and my belly. David acknowledges that he is full of trouble and filled with grief. Verse number 10, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. In this verse, he is saying that he is weary because of his enemies and the constant battle that he is going through in life. In verses 11 and 12, he says, I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. And here is acknowledging that he is forsaken by all around him. Those whom he knew and had fellowship with now are forsaking him. Verse number 13 says, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take my life away. He had been slandered by people around him, and there is a threat upon his very life. Maybe you can relate to some of these emotions or realities that David writes about. Perhaps circumstances or the behavior of others has caused hurt and discouragement for you in 2020. For some, it may be that the reality and the attacks of the world and the flesh and the devil just seem to be so ferocious. I know for many, the circumstances of life have changed and have been very difficult this year. Bereavement, sickness, separation from friends and family, perhaps even loss of employment or income have been your portion. David was in the midst of difficult circumstances. But if you notice, this psalm is a prayer. David is pouring his heart out before the Lord. You see, he cannot deal with these matters alone. No one is able to carry such burdens. And isn't it wonderful that as believers, we are encouraged to go to the Lord and leave our burdens and our cares with him. And again and again and again in Scripture, this is the pattern for the one who is weary with the cares and troubles of this world. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we find that it's a mark of humility to take your cares and troubles to the Lord. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We have one who has promised to bear our burdens. He has carried our griefs and our sorrows. And pride would say, well, I manage in my own way, and I'll just deal with it. But the humble heart will cry out to God and share the burden with him. What a blessing to be able to come to the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, and say, Lord, I am not able to bear these burdens, and I'm leaving them in my hands. Not only does the psalmist David share his burdens with the Lord, but he affirms his trust in the Lord. Verse number 14, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. He not only shares his troubles with the Lord, but he trusts in the Lord to bring him through. In verses 23 and 24 at the end of the psalm, there's a summary of what the Lord does for his people, even in the day of trouble. O love ye the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. And we see that there's a great blessing in trusting the Lord, in loving the Lord, in hoping in the Lord, and placing our confidence alone in him. But it's the first few words of verse 15 that I want to leave with you as we bring our time to a close tonight. And this is so important. And if we get a grasp of this tonight, if we are able to pray this sincerely before God tonight, then how blessed we truly will be. My times are in thy hand. My times. Now the thought of the word is continually. There is not any time in my life where the Lord is not in control, or the Lord is not overseeing all that is going on. But if we look at the word in the original, there is also a thought that especially now, this moment. And that's a wonderful and a blessed thought. It's so significant for us right now on the 31st of December 2020. You see, there are many people, and they have this attitude, they're going to live waiting for the right time to get serious about the things of God, the right time to serve, the right time to read the Bible, the right time to pray, the right time to attend the place of worship. Some are living hoping for an easier or a brighter day, and then they'll be faithful, and they will be surrendered to God and be the people God has saved them to be. But God has called you and me to live now. Part of these times that this verse speaks of is this very moment of our existence. We are not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, but we are to live now. We are to serve now. We are to read and pray now. We are to obey now. We're to go through with God now. We're to enjoy the blessings of being a Christian right now. Yes, even in the midst of the pandemic. Even though you can't do everything that you used to be able to do, Now is the time that you've been called to live in and to serve him. Even though it may be a difficult hour, God has allowed you to come through this time, and there's provision for what you're going through. God not only brings us to the times, but he will bring us safely through the times. All the times. All the seasons of our lives. Our childhood, our adolescent years, our adulthood, when we're in the fullness of health, and then our senior years. All the events of this past year, they've been in the hands of God. And yes, all the events for the years to come. What the psalmist is declaring is that he will live and delight in God's plan for his life. You see, the enemies have their plans. And he actually says in verse 15, deliver me from the hands of my enemies. Now, the hands of the enemies and the thoughts and the plans of the enemies against him were to end his life. And he didn't want his enemies to end his life or to triumph or mar his testimony. But he was willing to place his life and times in the hands of God, who doeth all things well, knowing that when it's God's perfect timing, he will come to the end of his life to be promoted to glory. You see, we often worry over things that we cannot change. But we have the great privilege of leaving these things in the hands of God. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And as I explained earlier on in the year when we were studying this verse, yes, that can speak of height, and you can worry and worry and worry and think and be concerned, but you'll not add one inch to your height. But that phrase can also be linked to length of days. And which of you, by taking thought, can add to the length of days that God has given him? Which of you, by taking thought and by thinking and worrying and being concerned, can dictate if tomorrow will be a good day or a bad day, an easy day or a difficult day? We cannot change many things in this life, but praise God, we can go to the one who holds all these things in the palm of his hand. I will leave it all to Jesus, for I know he understands. Things in life I cannot alter, I will leave in Jesus' hands. And the wonderful thing is, we know from whenever we leave our problems and our cares and our future in the hands of the Lord, that fear is taken out of our hearts. And joy comes in because we know we've left it in that best place. And we know that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. We know that the Lord will do what is for his glory and for our good. And therefore, in leaving those things in the hands of God, our circumstances may not change, but we are changed because we're putting our trust in the Lord and drawing close to him in prayer. And then we read that it is in thy hands. My times are in thy hands. And this word hands speaks of power and it speaks of direction. And is that not what the Lord will do for his people? He will lead us in the way in which we ought to go, and he will give us power to live in the way in which we ought to live, a way that brings glory to him. When we think about the hands of God, there's so many different things we could consider. For example, we can think about those hands of creation. In Psalm 102, verse 25, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. And as we think about God, our creator, we can bring all of our lives and the things that pertain to us, our hopes, our fears, our future, and leave them in his hands. There's nothing too difficult for God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too heavy for him to bear. But he does desire that we would come and share our burdens and leave our future in his hands. These hands also speak of salvation. Because the hands of our Saviour were pierced through with nails, he was crucified to an old rugged cross, and the blood flowed from his wounds, his head, his hands and his feet, that we might be saved. Praise God, he purchased all blessings that are necessary for us upon the cross of Calvary, and we can go to the one whose hands were pierced and ask for his blessing and confidently leave our times in his hands. But there are also hands of protection. Those hands are spoken of in John 10. My sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The great joy of the believer is to be able to face 2020 and say words like these. Lord, I'm leaving my times, this year, my future, in thy hands. Lord, should there be easy days or difficult, joyful days or sad, I know that I'm walking with thee. Thou wilt provide everything that I need. O Lord, take away fear of the unknown and help me to rest in thee, in thy wisdom, in thy providence, and in thy goodness. Help me to be the man or the woman, the boy or the girl, that you would have me be now and in the days ahead. May the Lord give us that peace that passeth all understanding. Yes, in the middle of this old world, tonight as we lay our head upon the pillow, it's good to know it's in the Saviour's hands. I just want to leave with you the words of a song before we pray. And it reminds us God is everything under control. Men's hearts today are feeling for fear. It seems that the end is so very near. Our ship is leaning and the billows roll. But God has everything under control. Earthquakes and wars and the problems of men, he holds them all in the palm of his hand. I will fear no evil, for I'm in his fold. My Father has everything under control. Under control, though the night be dark, and though the earth be shaken, and the billows may roll, I hear God whisper to my trembling soul, fear not, I've everything under control. Isn't it great to be saved tonight? To know that no matter what comes, it is well with my soul, and heaven is my home. I trust and pray that you will have a blessed 2021 in the will of the Lord, that you'll know much joy and blessing, and much of God's goodness, and a closer walk with him, and that together in the work of God, we will see that work going on with God, and many more precious souls won for the kingdom. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord and our loving Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, tonight for the privilege of being able to do this broadcast. Lord, bringing before men and women, boys and girls, the wonderful truths of Scripture, that the sinner needs to be saved, and there is a Saviour who'll cleanse from every sin through the blood he shed on Calvary. And I pray tonight that the sinner will come, turn from their sin, and call on the Lord for salvation. We thank thee for that wonderful promise, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I pray tonight for God's people. Oh Lord, many are carrying heavy burdens tonight, but they can testify that God has been faithful, and God has brought them through 2020 with all of its troubles and trials. We pray, Lord, for those who mourn tonight. Pray for those who are sick tonight in hospital or at home. Pray for those who are caring for loved ones. Pray for those with great burdens tonight. We ask thee, Lord, that thou wilt be their portion. Give the peace of God that passeth understanding. O Lord, help them to know that thou art with them in the midst of their trials. And we do pray, Lord, that they'll be able to testify that God drew graciously near and encouraged my soul. Thank you, we can say with the psalmist, my times are in thy hands. Lord, we can say it individually. Lord, you have a plan for each one of thy children this year. We pray you'll help us to have a sensitive ear to hear the Spirit of God speaking to us and leading us and guiding us, and that we will know that will of God and go through with it. Lord, you have a plan for families this year. Pray, Lord, you'll make us faithful in our families. Help us, Lord, to be good witnesses within our homes. And Lord, may we have the privilege of seeing our families one for thee. We thank you, Lord, the times of our church are in thy hands. Lord, thou knowest all about what will happen this year. And we pray we will grow as a fellowship in maturity and in the knowledge and the grace of God. We pray that as a church, Lord, we will see many precious souls won for the kingdom. And we do pray that thy people will be encouraged and, Lord, will be built up in their holy faith. We do pray, Lord, for young people of our congregation as well, and we thank you for them. And we do pray that this year will be a year of their going on with God, and Lord, that they will know much of God's goodness and blessing in their lives. Lord, bless us tonight as we lay our head upon the pillow and enter into the unknown. It's wonderful to be able to say, it's all in the Saviour's hands. All keep us faithful to thee, we pray. Bless each one, Lord, who's listening tonight. And we pray that thy presence will be known in each home this day and forevermore. For we pray it in Jesus' name and for his eternal glory. Amen. On behalf of Hannah and myself, can we wish each of you a very happy new year, 2021. And I trust and pray that as you listen to this closing song, that the Lord will bless you walking in the beautiful light of God.
We are walking in.